Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Come on in. Make yourself at home. I've got a chair reserved for you right here, right across the table from me. Today on the program, we're going to talk about seeking first the kingdom. These are the words spoken by Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, you know, and he said, do not worry about earthly problems, but seek first the kingdom. Let's talk a little bit about today, about what that means. What does it mean to seek first the kingdom? You know, it's really a matter of prioritizing, and it's so tough to do. It's not easy for me to do because I get, it's funny, what you might think of the silliest, you might want to call them the silliest problems or the most insignificant problems can sometimes be the most troubling. Not always, because sometimes we have problems in this life that are very difficult that we need to figure out how to handle. And if we're not careful, we can begin to get very overwhelmed by the problems of this life. So let's talk about what we can do, especially now that we're in Lent. It's the second day. I hope you're doing well. What we can do, we'll look at the give up worry for Lent verse today, as well as looking at the mass readings, because there's some good ones again. And, you know, as I told you before, I'm going to pretty much let the Spirit lead me as to what we should talk about each day throughout the Lenten season. We'll do a little bit of a mixture designed to get you ready, to get you ready to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord on Easter Sunday. And, of course, what do we do to get to do that? We grow close to Him. We try each day during Lent to do little things to draw us closer to the Lord, to move away from our sinful habits, our imperfections, and to move closer to Jesus. That's what we're going to do. That's what the goal of Lent is, and we'll try to get you through that each day of this of Lent. I'm going to try to do my best to help you out there, so we can both draw closer to Jesus, so that we'll be prepared to meet Him when we eventually leave this earth. You know, we want to be prepared. But the short-term goal is to get prepared for Easter. So you got the starting point, you got the ending point, and Lent is everything in between. So we've got a goal, and I think it's good to have a goal. It's good to know when you're supposed to start, good to know when you're supposed to end, and then we carry it through, or carry it forward, I guess would be a more accurate way to put it, as we go go beyond Easter. All right, sound good? Okay, we are, why don't we pray, and then we'll get right into the program. Let's turn to Jesus today and ask Him to continue to lead us, and we're going to pray that we can draw closer to Him this day and really hear His words as He speaks to us, in particular in these readings we're going to look at from today's Daily Mass. Let's begin, all right? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we recognize right now that even though we can't see You, that You're present with us. Lord, we know that You see us. We know that You love us. We know that You hear us. And we know, Lord, that You are more powerful than any problem we can ever face. With all that in mind, Lord, we are confident in handing over our lives to You, in trusting our problems to You. We know that You are more than able to handle them. Lord, as we go through this Lenten season, we know we're going to be tempted by the devil. We know we're going to be tempted by our own laziness to give up, to not move forward, to maybe think, I'm never going to get better. Now, that's a temptation we're going to have, but we, with Your grace, we can rise above those temptations and move forward. So, Lord, we ask for that grace today to make this the best Lent we've ever had. As we go forward, we pray for greater faithfulness. Faithfulness to You, faithfulness to Your Word, the teachings of Your church. Help us to rise above our desires, our passions, what we want to do, and put You first. Lord, we give to You our family, our friends. We give to You our very lives. We surrender ourselves to you, Lord. And we accept you as our Lord and as our Savior. Thank you for coming into our world, redeeming us from sin, and breaking the bonds of death over us. Thank you for reserving a place for us in heaven. Lord, I ask you to pour out your Spirit on me today. Give me the words for the show. Let me know what I'm supposed to say. Please open all of our minds and all of our hearts to your message. And Jesus, we ask this in your most powerful and sacred name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to thank you for praying with me. Now, at least for the time being, I think I mentioned this on yesterday's show. I'm going to address our daily prayers on this program to Jesus. A lot of times I'll pray to the Father in Jesus' name, but I think through Lent, I want to get this idea. I want us to get this idea. At least I feel this is what the Spirit's telling me I'm supposed to do, that Jesus is really leading us. And I want to really focus on him. Maybe because that's the goal. He came to earth to redeem us and to lead us back to the Father. And he's one of us. You know, he's God, but he's also human. So we can learn a lot from him. And I really want to try to get us in that mindset of that he's walking with us during a Lent season. So at least for the moment, that's what I'm going to do. We'll see where the Spirit leads. But it's really good to be here again with you on the program. February the 18th, guess what? We live in South Jersey, New Jersey, right over the southern part of New Jersey, right over the bridge from Philadelphia, and we got more snow. So Eileen and I just got in from the outside, and we were shoveling, so I'm a bit tired now, but you know, it's not that bad. It's annoying, but it's not that bad. I can't believe, this may affect you or it may affect somebody you know, what our friends in Texas are going through. And just please pray for them. I just can't imagine how hard that must be, because they are not used to this. And it's not, you know, I see some nasty posts on social media that, you know, they're not, now you know what we're going through. And listen, they don't have the equipment, they're not prepared, and they are really suffering. So please keep them in your prayers. I can't imagine what it's like to be without power, without heat in this very cold, freezing weather. The grocery stores are empty, so it's just, you know, just a need for us to reach out, at least in prayer, for them on their behalf. But it is Lent, and I'm really glad that you and me are journeying together. We're going to try to get a lot done in this program. I'm going to direct you to my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information about all my resources. I put something out on Facebook today. I'll mention it here again. I signed a contract today for a speaking engagement in Wisconsin in May. This is the first talk that I have given since the pandemic started. I think it was mid-February, or no, it was actually mid-March when I did a talk in Pennsylvania. I had just come back from Nashville. I did a talk in Pennsylvania. I was scheduled to go to Cleveland and Buffalo. I had other talks scheduled. And everything abruptly came to a halt. COVID just canceled everything. And even my parish missions this year were canceled. So it's just now starting to open up again. And I'm really looking forward to getting back on the road and spreading the good news. So the reason I tell you that is, if you would like me to come to your parish or your conference, now's the time to act, because my schedule is completely open for 2021, especially in, we're talking about fall and winter of this year. So now is absolutely the time to find out about bringing me in to speak. Before, I'm starting to get some calls, but I haven't signed any contracts except the one. But people are starting to get interested again. So if you would like to bring me in to speak at your parish or conference, the best way to do that is just go to my website, followingthetruth.com, and contact me. There's a contact tab. You can contact me through the website, and then we'll set it up, and I would love to be able to speak at your parish or at your conference. Obviously, my most popular talk is some variation of Stop Worrying and Start Living. When I do it in Lent, I call it Give Up Worry for Lent. It's a slightly different talk, but you know, there's any number of talks that I would love to give at your church. So followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Also, don't forget to sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. And the final piece of news that I want to let you know is that I will be on Relevant Radio tomorrow morning on the Morning Air Show at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to talk about what we're talking about today a little bit more in depth. Seeking first the kingdom, focusing on the heavenly kingdom instead of the problems that are right here in front of us. So that's Relevant Radio tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Hope you'll be able to listen. Okay, so let's talk about Give Up Worry for Lent today. And this is the lead-in verse. This is the whole theme of seeking first the kingdom. It's from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verse 2. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. And if you look at Paul's words, he is in no way saying, don't handle your problems or don't deal with your earthly responsibilities. He's not saying that. He's saying, set your mind on heavenly things, not on things of the earth. And it really is a follow-up to Jesus commenting on seeking first the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. We have responsibilities here. We have bills to pay. We're responsible for the upkeep of our houses. We're responsible for car maintenance. We're responsible for going to the doctor and taking care of our bodies, you know, taking care of our families. We have responsibilities here. We have jobs. We're responsible for doing our duties. And we don't, even though Jesus wants us to trust in our Father to provide for our needs, I mean, obviously, we still have responsibilities to take care of in this life. And he wants us to do that. But where we get ourselves into trouble, where we start worrying, is that we focus more on our earthly problems than we do on our all-powerful Heavenly Father or our all-powerful Savior, who can handle any problem that we ever face. So what I would recommend to you is that make sure you spend some time, during Lent especially, focusing on what God has done for his people through the ages, delivering them from slavery, which should have never happened, which should have been impossible, but he managed to pull it off. And then look at some of the miracles performed by Jesus. And when you do that, you're going to have a whole lot more confidence in the Lord, and then you can turn to him and ask him to help you with your problems. So, you know, you're still dealing with your problems, but you're asking him to help you, so that your confidence in him grows. And as I'm saying this, my mind is drawn to when Jesus had 5,000 people to feed and only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And his disciples said, send the people away, Lord, so they can get something to eat because it was getting late. And Jesus said, no, you give them something. You feed them. And they came back and said, all we have is 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus said, give them to me. And he took those loaves and fish, and he miraculously multiplied them, and then gave the food back to his disciples and said, now you go feed them. See, it was really the disciples who fed the people, but Jesus took what little they had and miraculously multiplied it so they would be able to feed them. And it's the same thing for us. You know, we've all got these challenges. You might be facing a big challenge in your life right now. The Lord wants you to handle it, but he doesn't want you to handle it by yourself. He wants to help you with it. So turn to him today. You know, once you spend a little time focusing on his power, his might, his love for you, then turn to him and say, Lord, please grant me the grace or the resources I need to deal with this problem. And see what happens. You know, it might still seem a little overwhelming, But the more you do this, the less overwhelming it will seem. And you'll also notice how often the Lord will really come through and help you out and allow you to do things that by yourself would not be possible. So really try that today. Seek first the kingdom, which means, I mean, if I'm going to really simplify, it means before you act, say a prayer. That's seeking first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom and then deal with your problem with the Lord's help. Because Jesus, when he talked about seeking first the kingdom, he never said seek only the kingdom. He said seek first the kingdom. And then once you do that, it's going to be easier for you to go and handle whatever duties and responsibilities are causing you to be overwhelmed. All right, so that's your little give up worry for Lent reflection today. Now, I want to read some of these. The mass readings are good today, so I definitely want to get into them. I'm going to do what I always do and read the gospel first because we let the gospel lead the way. And it's a good one. It's a tough message, but let me, here, I want you to chill out as I read this and then relax because I'm going to make it sound better because it really is good news. All right, Luke 9, 22 through 25. And do me a favor, just picture Jesus speaking to you right now. Picture him in your mind if you can. Because he is speaking to you. The church tells us that when we read the Bible, the Lord speaks to us. So let him speak to you now. Jesus said to his disciples, and that's you and me, we're disciples, we're followers of Christ. The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed on the third day, and on the third day be raised. So he's telling his disciples some really rough news. He's saying he must suffer, be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, the religious leaders of the time. So he has to suffer greatly, not just suffer greatly, be rejected by the religious leaders and be killed, right? And on the third day, be raised. That's a lot of information given to guys who are known for never really getting anything. So obviously they're going to have a hard time with it. And then he said to all, not just his followers, but to the people who maybe really didn't know him that well. Jesus said to all, so this is addressed obviously to us as well, the general public, we'll put it that way, it's addressed to the general public. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself? Now, tough message, right? I mean, that's, you want to be a follower of Jesus here. You know, it's not great PR. If he's trying to really appeal to people, this message is one that's going to make you say, whoa, there's no way. But I'm telling you, and you may know this, following Christ is the only way you're ever going to find peace in this crazy world. And it's the only way you're guaranteed to get to heaven and live forever in eternal happiness. So it's something, and that's the beautiful thing about Lent, right? Because during Lenten season, we're called to detach ourselves from stuff, from the things of the world, from the distractions, from the noise. We fast from certain things, be it food, be it entertainment, whatever it is, you know, so we can get a little quiet time with the Lord and grow closer to him, to literally follow him. And what Jesus is saying, if you want to follow me, and we do, we want to follow him, not just in Lent, but throughout our lives, follow him right to heaven. That's where we want to follow him. If you want to follow him, we're going to have to deny ourselves, take up our cross, how often? Daily. And we do have daily crosses. Following Jesus doesn't necessarily mean that you will get additional crosses because we all have them. And depending on how you look at it, you could say, yes, there are crosses, additional crosses to following Jesus. So you have to give up some things and maybe it's a little painful. But in the long run, and looking at the big picture, following Jesus is going to bring you a lot of peace. So take up your cross daily, traffic jams, shoveling snow, cold weather. You know, these are crosses, or severe crosses, such as cancer, such as no heat in your house, such as struggling to breathe because you have COVID. I mean, these are, the crosses can be small, or they could be really, really heavy. Take up your cross daily and follow me. And then Jesus said, if you wish to save your life, you'll lose it. And if you lose your life for his sake, we'll save it. What profit is there to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself? And this is why this is such a great gospel reading for Lent, because we recognize, or we're asked by the church to recognize, that we're attached to a lot of earthly stuff. And that's just not things. It could be people, it could be places, it could be things, it could be prestige, you know, any number of things that keep us from following Jesus more closely. So Lent's that time to try to break away from some of that stuff that's holding us back and seek him. So in other words, losing your life, your current life and your stuff and your possession, not necessarily your possessions, but becoming less attached to them, if that makes sense, to follow Jesus more closely. So if you want to gain eternal life in heaven, you're going to have to get rid of some of the attachments in this life. And that doesn't mean selling all your possessions. It just means making sure you're not overly attached to them, and they haven't become false gods in your life. So we got to put off our the rewards we seek. In other words, if I'm looking for gratification, for comfort in this life, I'm going to really hurt my chances to get into heaven, because that's going to keep me from following the Lord. On the other hand, if I seek to put him first, to seek first the kingdom, right, then that's going to enhance my chances to get to heaven. We can't get to heaven without following Jesus. We can't find peace without following Jesus. What does it take to follow Jesus? To deny yourself, to pick up your cross, and to follow him. He says it. But remember, yesterday he promised us rest. Well, that's true. So the way to get the rest and the peace and the joy that you're looking for is to follow Jesus, which means you're going to literally follow him. What did he have to endure? He had suffering in his life. So there's going to be some self-denial required to follow Jesus. But it's all good, because you will get peace in this life and you'll get eternal happiness in the next life. So hope I didn't scare you, because it really is all good. Following Christ, surrendering your life to him, is the surest and quickest way to peace in this world. It really is. All right, let's look at the first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, beginning in verse 15. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him, walking in his ways, and keeping his commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy." Essentially, what the Lord tells us through this first reading is that following Jesus, obeying him, and not doing what we want, following him is the way to eternal life, to eternal happiness. But we have a choice. See, we have a choice. And Lent really gives us that time to work on this. Let's see. "If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen." So that's something we could do. We consciously turn away from the Lord, and not listen, "but are led astray and adore and serve other gods." You know, all that stuff I just talked about. "I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse." Isn't that great? That's really what the Lord God is saying to us today. I'm giving you a choice: eternal life or death, heaven or hell. Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. For that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live on the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We do have that choice. And, you know, it's funny, this is kind of counterintuitive, but the self-denial, the breaking away from the enslavement to things and to earthly attachments that seems so painful, in reality, that's going to bring the happiness that you're looking for. Because the way to experience peace in this life, the way to experience the enjoyment that you are really looking for is to follow Jesus. And you do that by giving up some of the issues. Not the issues, some of the things that are holding you back. So, I gave you a lot today, but essentially we have a choice. Follow Jesus or not follow Jesus. Following Jesus will not only bring you peace, but it's going to lead you into eternal happiness in heaven. It's a really simple choice, but don't let it be scary. Don't think it's all going to be miserable, because it's not. Following Jesus will make you very peaceful and will make you happy too. It really will. Okay? Doesn't mean you won't suffer, but there's a way to rejoice even in the midst of that suffering. And that's because Jesus is with you. All right. I've said enough. Hope it wasn't too intense today, but I thought that was some really good stuff. Don't forget, I'll be on Relevant Radio tomorrow on the Morning Air Show at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, in case you're able to listen. I want to thank you for your support and your prayers and your donations. If you'd like to donate or become a monthly sponsor of my work, my full-time ministry, please visit followingthetruth.com and click on donate. You can do that securely through PayPal, right through the website, followingthetruth.com. Thanks so much. And I want you to know that when Eileen and I say our morning prayers every morning, we always pray for you. So you're in our prayers every day. I thank you for your prayers as well. And I look forward to, once again, God willing, being back with you on Following the Truth tomorrow. Remember, I'll save you a chair. It's just up to you to show up, okay? Hope to see you then. God bless you. Bye-bye.